Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is another exciting edition of, actually, special edition of Inside the Movies and More, Oscar pre-show, Red Carpet pre-show, and I'm your host here, Scott, as well as my co-host here, Dawn, is going to be on here in just a moment. So let's get Dawn right on this. Dawn, can you hear me, buddy?
Yes, sir. I'm broadcasting live here from Arby's. On 192 here in Kissimmee, Florida, we're hosting the Arby's Oscar party. If you're in town, come on by. We got curly fries, we got root beer. It's going to be a big night.
Very nice here. So if you guys are in the area and you're tourists over there, check out Dawn. You can meet actually Dawn in person live at the Arby's. And one of the co-hosts of Inside the Movies and More, as well as you can also get an autograph signed by him as well, because he also does the famous Biblio Circus cast that you can listen on Saturdays as well. But yeah, we're doing a special. Usually now we know our show has moved to Tuesdays, and now we are Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. You can check our regular show. But we're coming to you right now live because we want to talk to you guys about the Oscars. That's right. The Oscars is going to be airing at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right. Eastern Standard Time. And let me tell you here, guys. It is going to be an exciting show. There's a lot of crazy people are going to be there. And there's a lot of predictions on who is going to win the Oscars. And that's why we're coming here, because Inside the Movies and More, we want to bring you our predictions. Our predictions of who we think are going to win. So, let's start this off here with a bang. Bang. There's the bang. All right, Dawn, go ahead and start telling us your predictions.
You wanted a bang. I could have, I'm here at the Arby's. I could have got up and rang the bell, but it's way over there.
Go ahead and ring the bell.
No, so I'll tell you what. So here's the thing, though. When it comes down to laying down predictions, and I think this is true with both of us, we have predictions of people that we think will win. Doesn't necessarily mean the people that we think should win, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. So here's who I think will win, and you can take this stuff to the bank, and we've got a three-hour delay from the West Coast in Las Vegas, so you can go ahead and take these. I'm kind of a ninja when it comes to Oscar predictions, and I'm pretty sure I'm right on point with this. But
Oscars yes, Lotto no. So don't be calling Don
from the Lotto. I don't even know what that is. but when it comes to, we'll talk about the big ones. I mean, I have a, you can go online, you can print out like the list to where you could click off, like best cinematography and all these other things. So let's just talk about the big ones. Best picture, I'm pretty sure that's going to be Boyhood. Did you see Boyhood, Scott?
I did. That was the worst couple hours of my life. I wish I could have got my lifespan back from watching that. I give props to the cast. And I give props for not killing the director. Because how long it took to film this. Because some people are listening to this and they're probably like, what's Boyhood about? So I enlightened them a little bit about Boyhood.
Richard Linklater, who made a lot of big movies in the 90s, like Dazed and Confused and things like this, he decided that he was going to make this movie and he would film it over 12 years. And it was basically following this kid from, from like 8 years old all the way up into adulthood. And his sister is actually the director's daughter. So you actually, so this was a really interesting concept when it comes to film, because instead of like, you know, like in most films, if you, if you're doing like a coming of age tale, you know, that that spans over several years, you, you swap in different actors. This was the same actor throughout the whole thing, and I think that the it was very ambitious, and I that's probably why they're going to win, because there's really nothing else like that that's been done. And I'm not saying it's the best movie. Nobody died. 12 years, nobody died. Spoiler alert. But you know, I don't think it was the greatest film, because I kind of look back at it, and I think that there was kind of maybe I don't know. I think maybe they missed a really good opportunity there. They could have told a really great story, but it was very simplistic. I mean, it's just, you know, basically this kid growing up, and I think that's probably what they were striving for. So. Not to talk more about Boyhood, but yeah, I think Boyhood's going to win Best Film. Best Actor, come on, Michael Keaton. There's no way he's not going to win. That's the one to take to Vegas.
Absolutely.
Best Actress, and by the way, that's for his film, the film he was in, Birdman. Best Actress is, there's some really nice actresses in that category, but I'm going to go with Julianne Moore, because... Here's another person, kind of like with Keaton. She has done so much amazing work and has never won one of those little gold bald guys, you know. And she deserves one. She really does. And she plays this role. It's in Still Alice is the name of the film, and she plays this lady that has early onset Alzheimer's. And obviously, she kills. I mean, she kills everything she does. She always does. So Julianne Moore, Best Supporting Actress. I'm going to give that one to Patricia Arquette, just because she's won everything, every award that could be minted this award season, and that's again for Boyhood. She plays the mother. And Best Supporting Actor. This is one you can definitely take to the bank. That's going to be Whiplash. What's the guy? I don't have my notes in front of me. What's the guy's name?
J.K. Simmons, my friend. J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. Yeah, that's him. Easy win on that one. And then apart from that, that's pretty much it. Did I miss any?
Well, you give him the visual effects and all that stuff, but...
That's the big ones, yeah. Oh, no, Best Director.
Yeah, Best Director.
Alejandro Iñárritu for Birdman.
Yes.
Okay, so now I think I've covered that. All right, let's hear yours, Scotty. What do you think, buddy?
I'm going to have to say Best Picture, Birdman. Because as someone in the cinema world, just the flow of the film was beautiful. The shots are beautiful. I feel like I was watching, you know, a washed-up superhero actor, you know, in his grimy, gritty city. But he really pulled out, and just the whole movie really pulled the elements of all these actors out in a way that they really never really showcased. And I think Birdman's going to win. That's my predict thing. If Birdman doesn't win, Best Picture, it's going to be American Sniper. So that would be my backup choice. Would be American Sniper. Best male lead, I'm with him, Michael Keaton. Take that to Vegas, take that to the bank. Best lead, it's probably going to go to Meryl Streep, because she always wins. So Meryl Streep, and for Into the Woods. And let's see here. I'm going to go with supporting male actor, J.K. Simmons, for Whiplash. And I'm going to go with best director as well, Mr. I can never pronounce his name the way that Don pronounced it properly. That director is going to get best director for Birdman. For visual effects, I'm going to have to go with Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm getting more technical now. For guest composer, I'm going to have to go with Hans Zimmer with Interstellar, even though I hate the
movie. Are you really going with Hans?
Yes, you know why? Because really the music...
He's amazing.
It's Hans Zimmer, so the music was on point. Even though in the same category...
He deserves it. I've not seen the movie, but anything that you want to give Hans Zimmer, I'm for it. I love that man.
Cool choice.
All right, so best score?
Yeah, Hans.
That's original score, right?
Yes, original score, yep. As well as I know he's doing competing with, I'm forgetting the name of the composer that did Guardians of the Galaxy. I know those two are battling it out, really. Special effects makeup and visual makeup is going to go to Guardians of the Galaxy. And that's pretty much what I have in it right there. I know there's many other lists out there. There's short films and stuff like that we haven't talked about. But the list goes on and on. Now, for all those that are listening to this, the Oscars actually are a two-day event, not a one-day. And people are like, what are you talking about, Scott? What do you mean it's a two-day event? There is a two-day event. There's an Oscars that's held yesterday for a whole other laundry list of different categories that they don't make it to the show. Okay? That people have already got their little bald-headed gold man yesterday. So this one, the televised one, is just a fraction, a smidget of the awards that are given out, Oscar awards giving out. So there's plenty of people out there in Hollywood and around that got little bald men that have never been on television because they've been in a different category. So, but other than that, now keep in mind, everyone that are watching this, it's not by people's choice whatsoever. It is by the Academy of Motion Picture and Science. And you know what? You know, it's all political. So if you're part of that academy, that world, you get to pick, you know. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, there is some great, you know, Fox catcher Steve Carell. There is a supporting cast Mark Ruffalo for Fox catcher. That's a big one they're talking about here. We'll see what happens, you know. But what I'm excited for the most is I'm excited to see the blunders of the outfits. Who's going to wear the best and who's going to wear the crappiest? Who's going to come in with a turtleneck and looking like Zach Galifianakis? And who's going to come in sporting the big old beard? And who's going to come in looking clean shaved? And you know who I'm actually looking forward to see, Don?
Keanu Reeves.
You better believe it, Mr. Keanu Reeves. I want to see Keanu Reeves sporting his outfit. As well as I want to see Betty White rock her lovely 90-year-old dress. As well as I want to see, all be told, I want to see how well Ben Affleck can squeeze into a tuxedo because people keep saying
he's huge, apparently from Batman. He's like still not swollen down yet from his Batman physique.
And they're saying that he is bigger. He's bigger than Superman in the movie. He's bigger than the actor Henry Cavill. He's even more. He has a lot more, much more muscle mass than Superman. So we'll see.
Every year when the Oscars come out, you know, there are people that or films or projects or whatever that got snubbed, you know, and. I think, you know, speaking of Mr. Affleck, I think Gone Girl really got snubbed. Rosamund Pike is she was the lead actress in that film, and she's nominated, but probably won't win. But that should have at least been nominated for best actress. You know, here's another thing too, is that, you know, the Academy now allows themselves to nominate up to 10 films for best film. And why they cut it short at 8, you know, I can think of it. I can easily think of a couple of films that were better than the ones that are nominated, you know, that should have been thrown into the mix. So that's kind of weird. But anyhow, I think it's going to be a good show. I'm anxious to see who wins. I tell you what, the really cool sleeper would be watch Steve Carell win Best Actor. That would be something else.
That would be a huge sleep. It might, you know, I'd be completely upset. because Keaton needs one. He deserves it. But on the other note here, we also had a recent, you know, this is Oscar special, but we also want to talk about some other award shows that just happened. And I must say, if anyone knows about the Razzies, the Razzie Award show just happened. And people go, well, what's the Razzies? The Razzies is the award for worst movies and actors.
It's the anti-Oscars, basically, is a good way to put it.
It's a bit, yes. So a couple of winners on there went out there and made themselves a sure bang. Best Picture was Kirk Cameron's Save a Christmas.
Now, when you say Best Picture, basically we mean Worst Picture, right? If it's the Razzie?
Correct.
Saving Christmas was amazing. I'm surprised it wasn't nominated for an Oscar. It was just so good.
Best Worst Actor? Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah. He killed it.
You know, look, guys, I'm going to be... I saw the film, okay? I wasn't too impressed. Actually, I was not very impressed. That's pretty sad. So, anyways, let's move on with that here. Then we had... they were nominated Best... Worst Director, I think Michael Bay won Worst Director for Transformers, if I remember correctly. So anyways, so pretty much with the Razzies, you got the best and you got the best worst films and actors and directors in 2014, and then of course you have the Oscars today of the best of the best. So I wish they would air the Razzies. That'd be awesome, hilarious. That'd be awesome to watch. But anyways, guys, look, it is awards.
They would probably win an award for the worst TV show. If that's a Razzie.
I don't know if it is. But let me tell you guys, it is awards season. You're going to see a lot of awards. People's Choice, the Spirit Awards. The Spirit Awards just happened. I mean, literally, there's awards coming out the kazoo, okay? Michael Keaton has actually collected a lot of awards already in the last few weeks for Birds of Prey of Birdman. So there is a lot. And also some of those films that got snubbed at the Oscars, they've won many other awards already. And like Seth MacFarlane says, those that usually win an Oscar are usually unemployed the next season out. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens here. One thing, surprisingly, I'll tell you this, though, what's very surprising is I don't see so many foreign films like I used to see in the Oscars. Because the last couple of Oscars, there was a lot of foreign films. Since I don't see so many. So, we'll see what happens here. Maybe we've made everyone in the world mad. But, yeah, guys, this is Oscar season. But, you know what, we're going to flip the hat a little bit here. So for all those that are also following us on Facebook and Twitter on BismStudios.com, we are actually going to be filming February 28th, our new latest film called Lucky Day. Slapstick comedy short film we'll be bringing to you here in March. As well as in March, we're going to be also releasing here Silent Words, our inspirational film about the deaf. So definitely check that out here. Yes, we are in the movie business as well. And one day, hopefully, you'll see us at the Oscars here. But we can never forget the little people at Arby's that make those curly fries and those roast beef sandwiches. You know, and now, once again, if you are in the area of Simeon 192, go over to see Don. I'll be happy to take some pictures with you and sign some autographs and hang out with him at the Oscar pre-show. At Arby's.
We're down here at Arby's. We're ringing the bells. They just dropped some new curly fries. Come on down, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on down. Come on down to Kissimmee Town. So, yeah, Don, any thoughts? Any thoughts out there? Anything?
Well,
I know you got some things.
I've been so interested in looking at the actual awards. Is it Neil Patrick Harris is hosting, right? Who's hosting?
Unfortunately, yes. Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. So it will be interesting to see what he does. You know, if you look back at the hosts, you know, of all time, man, nobody can ever hold a candle to Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal was the greatest.
Well, he was the best.
Nobody's ever going to hold a candle to him. You know, in MPH, you know, he can do a good song and dance and everything, so hopefully he will do a good job tonight. But yeah, man, that's the thing. Billy Crystal goes and runs that show, and that's some pretty heavy shoes to fill right there, my friend.
Absolutely here. You know, they should have the Oscars. They should have the Oscars. Instead of, like, getting a new host every year, they should have it like how they have the Prices Right, like with Bob Barker. You know, they should have someone hosting it every year, and you get really excited because you know so-and-so's going to host it again, and what's the next person going to bring out? But unfortunately, now they like to change it up and surprise everybody. But also, you're going to have, I'm going to tell everyone, have your hankies out, have your tissues out, because they're going to do a montage of those that passed away. Okay. And it's going to be an empty void there. There's going to be many empty seats at the Oscars this year. Not really. They're going to have them all filled. But metaphorically. Because you're going to have
we lost a lot of good people, though, this year, Scott. So that's going to be a pretty... I mean, with Philip Seymour Hoffman, Robin Williams, it's just the first two off the top of my head. So many people. That's going to be a pretty heartbreaking montage, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I'm going to cry. I know I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
This man's going to shed some tears. Right into a bucket. I'm going to put them right in the bucket. And I'm going to auction it off for charity. So if you guys want to have my tears in a bucket, go ahead and write us on Facebook. The bidding starts off at $1,000. So $1,000, that's right. $1,000 for tears of, and I'll sign it too.
Tears in a bucket. So,
there it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our Oscar predictions here. Now, for the few, well, I want to say, here's my prediction for the Grammys. Should we go into the Grammy predictions?
Yeah, I think, yes, go for it.
I think Taylor Swift will win Best Song. I think Keith Urban will win Best Country Singer. I really don't care. Sorry, I really don't care. I really don't care about the Grammys. Anyways, guys, so being said about that, I know, Dawn, you have something in the Biblio Circus here that is teeming and seeming, and I know I'm not going to give anything away, but you have some breaking news.
Believe it or not, there's a new Sherlock Holmes story that's just been found, but in regards to the Oscars, come on over to you can follow me on Twitter. I'm going to be live tweeting this thing from the Arby's. I'm at DonTheo3 and hashtag Arby's Oscar Party. So come on in and you know, if you can't make
come
it down to Arby's,
in.
Then at least jump into Twitter. Come on. We got so many curly fries. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely, guys. Yes, so definitely coming out of Arby's, check out Mr. DonTheo here. I'm telling you. You want to see an amazing magic trick? Watch Don Theo devour some curly fries.
I'll tell you what, magic. I just make them disappear. So magic.
So, once again, you guys, enjoy the Oscars here. Tell us what you think about it. You know, follow us on Facebook, you know. And for some of you that listen to us around the world, you know, it's nighttime right now where you're at. You're probably late night, cuddled up with your phone, listening to your headsets, your mom and dad won't hear you listening to our show, so you don't get 9 whippings in the morning on the beating pole. So, for all those that are in communist countries listening to us, stay safe out there. Stay safe. You know, stay safe. Wear those extra pair of rubber underpants. So when you do get beat, if the switch hits your butt, smack. You know, comedy you can find in everything, even in a communist country. So, guys, I don't know. I'm ranting and raving because I am craving some curly fries right now. I am really craving some curly fries. Enjoy the Oscars, everybody. Talk about it tomorrow. And I will Twitter a picture on Facebook of my face if Michael Keaton wins. So, that's all I gotta say. And I'll hashtag Arby. party.
And I'll send a picture of you at Arby's.
Yes. As well as you can also check out the after. Now, are we having an after party? What's
yeah.
the after party happening, Don? McDonald's?
It's at Arby's on 5035 West Earl O'Bronson Memorial Parkway. We're keeping the place open. We're keeping it open until 4 a.m.
So that's where they've been. So if you missed Don before the red carpet, during the red carpet, you know, you can see Don there before the red carpet, during the red carpet, and after the red carpet, as well as after the Oscars. You can see him chomping down some curly fries, sipping on a milkshake, you know, virgin style. So that's what I'm talking about, everyone. So have an amazing, any final thoughts, Don? I mean, I'm just ranting and just going nuts right now. I'm so excited for the Oscars. It just get me all excited.
I'm pretty excited, too. I think it's going to, you know, it was kind of weird this year because, you know, it wasn't really a great year in terms of movies, but then some people kind of showed up. Some films really showed up. So, I'm looking forward to seeing some people be appreciated. I think American Sniper is going to get completely snubbed. They should have gotten a lot more awards or nominations and, you know, whatever, that's politics. But no, I think it's going to be a pretty cool night. And looking forward
to
seeing it.
I'm most excited to see Meryl Streep lose.
She
will win every flipping
Oscar.
She,
2 years ago, she was at my uncle's birthday party, and they caught it on film, and she was nominated for blowing out the candles. So she gets nominated for anything. I mean, she can show up at a funeral and get nominated if she's in the footage.
I can tell you there's gonna be one empty seat at the Oscars because you know he ain't showing up.
Yeah.
Mr. Bill Cosby.
Wherever
you are,
hope
my friend.
See him.
Well, I heard they wanted him to host, but due to some
he's gonna be there, but you won't see him because he's tending the bar, working the bar, making drinks for some young ladies. That's what he does.
Oh, God. Well, that was a joke, guys. Okay, we do, you know, would you respect Bill Cosby? Not really. Anyways, so you guys have an amazing rest of your night, guys. This is, once again, this is Don and Scott with Inside the Movies and More. Follow us on Twitter, Vism Studios 14, as well as Facebook at facebook.com/TheVismStudios. You can also listen to all of us on the lovely other podcasts, part of the Vism Radio Network at vismstudios.com under our projects. You can download the Stitcher app, listen to this on the go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as you can listen to Biblio Circus, Bibliocast, as well as Charlie Crime Buster. Here is one of my all-time fave shows. If you haven't listened to Charlie Crime Buster, it's one of the newest additions to, it's been with us for a little while, but he's still the newest edition of the Vism Radio Network. It's just about crime prevention, keeping your family safe, you safe, your money safe, everything safe. So definitely check that out here, guys, and as well as we have sports, Spanish sports, and so many other things on that show. So check us out at VismStudios.com as well as movies. As well as you can follow Don on for tonight, as well at Don. What's it? Is it Don Theo 3? Hello, Don. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and hear it to you. I think it's Don Theo the number 3 and Twitter. And go ahead and hashtag Arby's and Oscar Party and send them your tweets. So once again, this is Scott with Inside the Movies and More, as well as Don is. Looks like you're chopping down some curly fries. You guys have an amazing rest of your night. Enjoy the Oscars, everyone. Bye-bye.